Hi, I'm Johannes Pechberger. I'll be talking about the inner workings of SafePoint. Essentially, what are SafePoints? You essentially have this nice little VM and you stop it. And as you saw, like, we have local SafePoints that only stop one VM. One VM, the other one just float across in the vicinity and the other thread just worked. So they're local SafePoints. They are quite cool, because we stop a thread, a single thread, the thread doesn't modify its stack anymore. And it's nice to do things like garbage collection that just wants to operate on the thread stack. And we also have global safe points. They are also quite interesting. So essentially, you stop all the threads. That's cool when you want to do like code de-optimizations and other stuff. And that's what we're talking about, safe points. At safe points, you have either the state of the whole VM is guaranteed to be stable, or the state of a whole thread is guaranteed to be stable. And they're like one of the building blocks of the JVM. And they get even more important. I'll link the chat below, because newer garbage collectors like Concurrent, ZGC use safe points, especially the thread local safe points, to do work concurrently and to ensure that we can do as much work between alongside concurrently every now and then at returns.